Blog Talk Radio.
Now on stage, BB and CC Winans.
The blood that Jesus shed for me, gives me strength.
accept the 2010 BMI Trailblazers of Gospel Award, the incomparable Andre Crouch.
Oh, God bless you all on today. I hope those songs were able to minister to you today. The blood will never lose its power by B.B. and C.C. Winans and Donald Lawrence. Encourage yourself. How many know that we have to encourage ourselves? Yes, we all want that human touch. Yes, we all want somebody to relate to what we're going through. But I tell you, sometimes you have to encourage yourself, and you have to know that the blood of Jesus, the blood, the songwriter say, it will never lose its power. Hiya, no, no, most hiya. Oh, I bless the Lord today. Once again, we greet you in the matchless. Awesome. I guess sometimes people say, why does she always say that? Because there's no other name whereby given unto men, whereby we must be saved. So the next, there's no words in the human vocabulary that can accurately give Jesus just do. There's no name. We can call him Yahweh. We can call him the first and the last. We can call him the great I am. We can call him the everlasting Father. We can call him the Prince of Peace. We can call him Wonderful Counselor. We can call him all these beautiful, wonderful names, but they still don't give God his just due. Ha! How many know that he's above awesome? He's above any name that we could even pronounce. Any name that's in the dictionary, it don't do him just. Hallelujah, because when we think of the awesomeness of God, when we think of his mercy, when we think of his love, when we think of his kindness, when we think of even his long-suffering, people of God, who is going to suffer with us as long as God? Who is going to give us a second, third, and a fourth chance? Who is going to give us another opportunity? Who is going to renew their mercies upon us? Hallelujah. I'm opening up with prayer right now. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you for your awesomeness this morning. We thank you this afternoon for having mercy upon us. We thank you, Lord God, for being a God all by yourself. We thank you for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We thank you for being in that dwelling place on today. We thank you for being almighty. Oh, God, we bless you for every caller today. We bless you for those that coming on the archives and listen to this wonderful message again. We even thank you for those in the chat room. God, we thank you for Sister Corinthian Jones. We thank you for Deacon Anthony Jones. And I said that, devil, take us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Sister Coretta today, coming over to hear the word of God. Ah, we thank you for our speaker today. She haven't spoke for a while. Hallelujah, but she's still on the battlefield. She's still on the front line. She's still telling men and women, boys and girls everywhere, that Jesus saved. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for all of our listeners. We thank you for Sister Carter. We thank you for Sister Millie. Oh, God, we thank you for Sister T. Thank you for Sister Faithful. Thank you for Sister Aisha. Hallelujah, and all the callers that I don't see. Thank you for Sister Kim today. God, we thank you for Elder Gates today. Oh, God, and we're lifting up Elder Gates. We're lifting up Evangelist Sharon Phillips. We had to go to the emergency rooms on yesterday, but I'm here to serve you notice today. Hallelujah, that all is well with Elder Gates, and all is well with Evangelist Phillips. Let me tell you that God will do anything that he promised us he would do. Hallelujah, he's not a man that he would lie. Lord God, so we asking you to look favorably upon our listeners today. Somebody needs to contend for this faith, God. Oh, God, we asking you to anoint Evangelist Patricia Joshua, who is our speaker for this hour. God, we thank you for her. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our grandchildren, God. Thank you for that anointing that you have on our life. Lord, we ask you to bless Sister Ruby today. Go over to our home, God. I don't see her on the line, but you know where she's at, God, because there ain't nothing hidden from you. Oh, God, we ask you to encourage her. We know this is an anniversary month of the death of a daughter. Oh, God, but you can give a remember her this morning. Remember her ministry, Lord God. Oh, and all those that have prayer lines, God. We're asking you to touch each and every one of them, God. Remember Prophetess King, God. Remember Apostle Johnson, God. Oh, I just feel like interceding a little bit for our leaders. Oh, God, remember our bishops. Remember our pastors, God. Oh, God, and I'm asking you to bless the Thompson family. Oh, God, I'm asking you to touch Sister Ruth Thompson today, God. Touch Sister Rachel. Touch Sister Raina. Touch Sister Renetta, God. Touch Deacon Reginald Thompson Jr., God, and even the Father, hallelujah, Elder Thompson. Lord God, we want you to shield and protect him. Make him a witness where you have brought him at this time. Oh, God, make him be a witness. Allow him to testify. Allow him to tell somebody while he's there that Jesus saves. Hallelujah. Sometimes God will take the bad and he'll turn it around for our good. Lord, we ask for you to turn that situation around for his good, God. Oh, God, we bless you this morning. We give you praise, God. Lord God, I'm asking you to bless Mother's faith children. Remember Faithful, God. Remember the work that she's doing to bless her. All the ministries, God, and all the leaders that she's working for. Oh, God, thank you for the creativity. Thank you for the gift that she has. Oh, God, remember Davina. Remember Hannah. Remember David, God. Oh, we bless you for this family, God. Hallelujah. Remember the Jones family as a whole, God. Remember my sister Danielle this morning. Ah, remember my son, God. Oh, God, in Louisiana, Angola, Louisiana. Oh, God, and remember Mary's angels this morning. Hallelujah, that group. That family that he gave Sister Kim Coleman. Remember this morning, God. Oh, we bless you for what you're doing, God. Ah, God, we thank you. Ah, y'all that almost stuck. I remember the work that Apostle Johnson is doing. Bless Stillwater Prep and all those young men that he's mentoring. All those young men that he's giving guidance and instruction to. Remember, Lord God. Ah, I'm asking you to bless Prophetess Harrison today, God. Remember her husband, Bishop Harrison. Oh, remember Pastor Caridia Singleton today. Remember Bishop Lewis Stallworth. Remember Dr. Singleton today. Remember Bishop Alfred Singleton. Remember Bishop Winston Singleton. Remember my friend Marsha Moore, God. Ah, Evangelist Myers. All those that you brought into our life for such a time as this. We give you glory for them, God. Remember my grandchildren, God. Oh, God, remember the intercessors. Those that are interceding, remember Bishop Leo Lewis, Lord God. And as he get ready to make his departure out of Montgomery, coming here to Northern California, Lord, I'm asking you to bless him in the revival, the pre-Pentecost revival that start on Thursday, April the 11th, the 12th, and the 14th. Bring Bishop and his son, Leo Jr., bring them here to Northern California, God. Put an angel on every wing of that plane, God. Let them have a successful, safe flight, God. Oh, God, and those that's living in this area, hallelujah, I'm encouraging them to come. Ah, come and hear this mighty man of God, this anointed man that's been laboring in the vineyard, not for 5 years, but for almost 40 years of his life. Sold out to you, God. Oh, we bless you today. Remember Sister Millie, God. Remember my sister Dawn, God. All those faithful callers that come. Remember Minister Michael Davis. Remember Brother Mike Davis, Michael Lewis, God. Remember Mama Blackston today, God. Oh, God, you know. You know what we have need of, God. Hallelujah. Help us to contend for this faith. Help us not to get weary in well-doing. For you said we will wait if we faint not, God. Oh, God, remember Minister Billy Burns and her family in the Carolinas and all those in the Carolinas, Minister Men. Sister Pam in Tennessee. Oh, God, all of these wonderful women and men of God that you have brought together for such a time as this. Hallelujah. No good thing that we've done, but we're lifting you up, God. We want a closer relationship with you. Hallelujah. We want to draw nigh to you. Hallelujah. We want you to be our lead. We want you to be our God, God. Oh, you said to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways, God, we want to acknowledge you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are looking to you, Jesus, to direct our paths. You said to commit our way to the Lord. You said, hallelujah, that you wouldn't withhold no good thing from us. But help us to get focused, God. Help us to get focused on your word. Help us to push the plates back. Help us to lay on our face and call out on you. Call out to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord God. Give us strength, Lord God, to maintain. Give us strength to keep our composure. Give us strength, Lord God, as we're going through the valley of the shadow of death. You promised us that you would be with us. Oh, God, you said you would be a lamp unto our feet. Oh, God, you would create a highway in the wilderness, God. We thank you, Lord God, for being the lifter of our souls. We thank you for the name of the Lord is a strong tower. We thank you for having an ark of safety. We thank you for having a place where we can run into, God. Oh, we bless you today, God. Oh, I just felt the need to pray today. Even yesterday, the Lord said pray. Hallelujah, because we're living in perilous times. And men should always pray and not think. Oh, but we're going to get into this word today. Some of you new listeners, you never heard this woman of God. Oh, but you're in for a treat today. I'm setting the atmosphere. Hallelujah. You know we have to set the atmosphere. We have to take control over the atmosphere. Hallelujah, because the enemy don't want us to hear. The enemy don't want us to be united. He wants us to be divided. He wants to separate us. Hallelujah. But who can separate us from the love of God? Well, we bless the Lord today. We're giving him glory today. Hallelujah. We're spreading the table. Hallelujah. For this wonderful evangelist that's coming forth today. She got a word in her mouth, baby. Some of you all have been on the line with us since the beginning of the year, and some may have not had the opportunity to hear this wonderful, awesome woman of God. She is, I call her a master. She is a master of teaching. She knows this word, and she can teach it. She can teach it without the Bible before her. Hallelujah, because that's a gift. She has a gift of teaching. She is a preacher, too. She's an evangelist. She's the mother of eight children, eight sons and daughters. Hallelujah. She's a grandmother. Hallelujah. She's a sister that loves the people of God. Hallelujah. She is one that has labored. She's one that has witnessed and wasn't afraid to go out in the street. Wasn't afraid to go in the project. Wasn't afraid to go into the homeless shelter. That's where we need to go. She's not afraid to go into the highway and the hedges and compel men to come. Hallelujah. We are our destiny focus for this week. It's contending for the faith. And I want you all to stay on the line. Stay on the line because we have some important announcements for you. God is doing something. Tomorrow, Mother Space will be on the line ministering for us. And next week, we're talking about prayer, people. Next week, Mother Space is going to be on next Wednesday and Thursday, ministering to education for us, the art of intercessory prayer. Hallelujah. Mother Space has been anointed to do what she do. Hey, God, I bless you today. So tomorrow she'll be on continuing this destiny focus, contending for the faith. And next week, today, set aside Wednesday and Thursday. And Mother Faith is going to be teaching on Lord, the art of intercessory prayer. We need to pray, people of God. We need to pray. And I also want to remind you of this conference this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and also Sunday morning and Sunday evening, for God in Prelay, Apostle, Bishop, Prophet Leo S. Woods will be in the Northern California area at Menlo Park. And then I'll pull that flyer up later on in the broadcast. But I want you all, though we got about 15 callers on the line, I want you all to know that early. Amen. So don't miss that. Don't miss your opportunity. Amen. So with no further ado, we'd like to present to and introduce the other, our speaker, our teacher for the hour, and that's none other than Evangelist Patricia Joshua of Stockton, California. God bless you, Evangelist.
God bless you. God bless you, and praise the Lord. Giving honor to God, amen, first. Hallelujah. And to and giving honor to all who honor, whom honor is due. That's on this line. I believe you said Pastor Gates, we give honor to you. We're so glad to know that the Lord has delivered and touched. We thank you, Evangelist Bernard, for the opportunity. We thank the Lord for the opportunity. And we can certainly do nothing of ourselves. But it is the power of, hallelujah, the power of God. Hallelujah. He is the enabler. Amen. And we don't want to take long. We want to make sure that we give diligence to God's word, but also we want to give people time to speak, especially we want to hear from Pastor Gates. Amen. We just give praise the Lord to each and everyone on the line today. Evangelist Bernard, I'm going to ask you, I don't know, Sister Ruby, if she hasn't tuned in, I would ask you to read for me, if you don't mind. Evangelist?
Okay, I'm here, Evangelist Joshua.
Okay. Okay, that's all right. Are you busy, or do you feel like reading for me? If not, I'll have someone else read. All right. All right. So we want to start out with a little, you prayed. You prayed. And all we're asking God to do is word our mouth and more of him and less of me. Hallelujah. Lord, in the name of Jesus, bless your word. Let the receivers, those that hear, let it be a turning point in their lives if they don't believe. Lord, let us, hallelujah, and let me expound your word with clarity and with truth. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, because we know whenever your word is spoken, it's got to bless because it has to perform what you have sent it out to do. It will not return unto you void. And we thank you for your word. We thank you, hallelujah, for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for power from on high. We thank you, Lord, change the hearts of men and women. Change the hearts, the beliefs. If we've been believing one way for so long, Lord, open our ears that we can hear the truth, for the truth will stand all by itself. God bless you. Amen. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Evangelist Bernard, we're ready. Amen. We're going to read the scripture that you have to go with your topic. Your topic is contending for the faith.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, contending for the faith. Now, this is loaded, but we'll do what we can, and I'm trying to cut it down the best I can. Okay, so contending for the faith. Now, the first thing that we need to do is understand in what context are we speaking of faith here. Because of so many times, the word faith, when it was interpreted by Greek, by the Greek writers, and we know regardless to who it's been interpreted by, we understand because men will debate this, but it's amazing that you would debate something that has stood the test of time. I don't care what philosophers have come and gone, what additions have come out, God's word has still is still standing. It's still the same. It has not changed. It still has power. It still accomplishes what God has sent his word out to do. And so we see that all men might be liars, but God is true. Because we read of the things that were written, some men say thousands of hundreds of years ago. The other men say, well, it was just 100 years ago. Other men said, oh, thousands. But it has stood the test of time, and it's still standing. And no matter what scholar and no matter what educator tries to come and give their interpretation or their synopsis on the word stands for itself. Where it says, hallelujah, that take up your cross and follow, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. No matter what scholar, no matter how much time you put on it, that word remains the same. Hallelujah. God's word will stand the test of time. So when we get to the word faith by the Greek word for faith, it which is pistis, it really is saying they interpret it from believe. You have to believe. We can believe in many things, but what is you need something specific to believe in. I can believe that the stars, you can believe in astrology. Some say, well, I believe in President Obama. Somebody else says, I believe in the Republican Party. I believe you can believe, I believe my child. I believe in my mother. I believe in my father. But regardless to what we believe in, our parents may fail. Obama might fail us. Hallelujah. There's so many things. There's failure in other things, but there's no failure in God's word. Amen? So what do you believe? What is this belief that you're talking about? It is the faith. And we're going to get into talking about the faith. So when we say faith, we're not talking about, listen, when God gave, they go back to Hebrews 11:1, where it tells you, gives you a description. But he's speaking of now. He says, I want to tell you something. And he goes through, he said, now faith is, and he explains what it was. It was something that was hoped for, but yet not seen. And he goes on and he goes through the heroes of faith. But finally he gets down to the end, and he leaves two scriptures there, Hebrews 11:39 and 40, and he tells them what the whole thing is wrapped up in, and it brings us into this picture. And Paul writes that this is something that was for the Old Testament saints. The Old Testament saints, they were looking for what was to come. But for us, we're looking at, when we look at it, we look back at them for examples of how you should believe. And all that we read that stayed with the faith, they stayed with what God told them. They stayed with what God taught them. You don't find them sitting over and saying, okay, you know what? No, you're right. That's true. When you see that in history and you look back at the Old Testament saints, if they started letting in other beliefs, other teachings other than what God said, they got in trouble with God. God gave them the commandments. And when we read what he gave to Abraham, he gave Abraham credit for believing and not having a written law, but his righteousness towards God. His righteousness was accounted to him as faith. Believing God. He believed, he said, against faith. He believed God anyway. And it was accounted to him as faith. So here in this scripture, Paul is writing. Now, all these have already, they've been talked about, and we're going to go to Hebrews evangelist Bernard right quick, and I'm going to come back to the scripture that she has, but we're just going to take a little trip for a minute. Let's go to Hebrews 11.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, and let's read 39 and 40.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 39 and 40. And these all, having obtained their good report through faith, received not the promise.
So they had a belief, but they did not see the promise of God fulfilled. But they believed him anyway, and they got a good report from it. Now go on.
God has provided some better thing for us.
So we got something. So we have something better. We don't have for God to fulfill his promise. We see that he has fulfilled the promise that he made to them, that he was going to send in that garden when sin hit us, that he was going to send a seed. As in one seed, one seed. And that seed was to make everything better. There were promises made to them, but there were promises made of prosperity, promises made of the seed being enlarged, promises made of concerning the throne, which was made to David. But all was supposed to be pointing towards the Savior that was to come and to bring us back into fellowship with God. So it says here, go on, that they what? Without
that
us.
Without us. Should not
should
be
what?
More perfect.
So if you're without the faith, you cannot be made perfect. Now, people fight you regarding the faith that you believe in. And we're going another place, Evangelist Bernard. Would you go to 1 Timothy? And we want to go to let's see, 3 and 16. That's a good one. 3 and 16.
And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness.
So there should be no argument. There's no argument. There's no controversy. We understand that everybody do not understand this. We understand that everybody's not going to, when you speak it, understand why. Why do you speak of this doctrine the way you do? People have their soul Bibles everywhere. Many men are teaching, many pastors, many evangelists, many some calling themselves apostles, some calling themselves prophets. It's many, but the word of God still stands true. There is people wonder, why do they teach in God, in his name, speaking of Jesus all the time? They were denoted as one time as being Jesus only. They were they are called, declared as apostolic in this day. But what they don't understand is that it is neither of those. We are a people of holiness. And without holiness, it is impossible to please God. So how are you going? So he said you can't be made perfect except you come as he says to come. Except you do as the word said do, you cannot enter in. So here we get to Sister Bernard's scripture, and this will, this will confirm what she has here. Go ahead and read. So we have no and over it. You have to. That this is a mystery. Everybody's not going to understand it. But let's go ahead. Let's read your scripture here. You say, beloved, when I, we're going to Jude now, Evangelist Bernard.
Okay. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you,
uh-huh,
common salvation.
Mm-hmm.
It was needful for me to write unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Or exhort you that you should earnestly consider all the faith which was once delivered unto the saints.
Uh-huh. So he's saying here, he said, listen, I was going to write you. And let me back up a little bit. Jude, they denote him to being Jesus' brother. We don't know, but we know this. They say the brother of James, and we know that the writer, we know that it couldn't have been that James that was, he was beheaded. So they say that this Jude is the Jude that was the brother of Jesus that's written this. And he, if you look back in some of the scriptures or do some of the follow-up on him, you'll find that he himself did not believe himself, even though he was raised there with Jesus and seen the things he did. Just as James, James was changed through conversion of hearing the gospel and looking and remembering the things that Jesus had spoken and the things that he had did. So he said, listen, he said, he called them beloved. He know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that what? Whosoever do what? Believeth. We're back to that word. Believeth. You have faith. Trust in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So he's saying, beloved, he said, I gave all diligence. And this is just filled with power. Diligence is a preserving application. I gave careful attention to preserve what was given to the saints, the word, the gospel that was given by mouth, hallelujah, to the saints, to the followers, those disciples of Jesus Christ, the things that I heard him speak and seen him do. I gave careful attention to write these things unto you. He said, and what was I writing to you about? Common salvation.
Common
salvation. It is not a secret. Evangelist Bernard just read it to you. There is no controversy here. It is a mystery to many. It's a mystery. They don't understand that mystery of godliness, that God himself was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of the angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on faith in the world, and then received up into glory. So he said, I had to write this to you. He said, I took careful attention to write unto you about the common salvation. Common salvation. He left here, but then Peter took it up. And he said, listen, when you read in the first book of Acts, they said, we're not writing our own, we're not telling you anything that was not commanded of us to tell you. This is a commander. When people tell you of his name and repentance and baptism in his name, it is commanded by God, manifested in the flesh, to be preached everywhere. And he said, listen, it was needful for me to write unto you.
Go ahead.
He said, and exhort you that you should earnestly contend. What are you talking about? He says, listen, I want to give you some to contend. When we used to, my father and myself, I liked a little bit of sports, and I liked boxing. That was one of the sports I liked. And they would call the person that was coming in and challenging the champion, the contender. He would come in there, and it said he was the contender. He's coming in to buy contests. Or as a competitor, a rival. Some of them would get in the news conference and they would say little things to each other, and oh, they just hype you up to watch, you want to watch that fight. What are you contending against? You are contending against difficulties. That means difficulties, oppositions, people not believing what you say. You're contending against strivings. All them folks say it ain't right. It's not right. It don't take all that. And debate. They'll debate you. Well, I'd rather listen to what Jesus said than Peter. Well, who do you think Jesus is? Jesus is the one that gave the commandment to listen. For them to teach this and spread it. And you take it just like I said it. To maintain right, contend to maintain right or truth. Maintain what is right. What God has said, the authority and the truth of it. You struggle. That means you wrestle. The Bible said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but sometimes we do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And these spiritual wickedness and high places, don't you know it's the enemy that's given men to believe a lie before they will the truth? But we wrestle. We want to contend. We want to overcome all these things with victory. One of the things I found interesting when I was looking this word up, and I was looking for, praying and asking the Lord, how can I explain this? One thing he gave me was this, and I thought it was so good. Two or more striving to reach or obtain something that only one can possess.
Glory to God.
He said that they should not be made perfect. Only one can possess it. He said, listen, I am the way. Way, not ways, plural. Way, singular. I am the truth, singular, and I'm the life, singular. Only one way. He told Nicodemus, he said, you got to be born, or you must be. You've got to be born again. of water and spirit.
Come on.
One way. He said there's not but one way. He said it's only once. One baptism. We're back to one. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. So two or more, many can strive to reach, but there's only one. You remember when he talked about the race? He said they all run, but one is going to obtain the prize. Come on now. So there could be many that are striving, but only one can possess it. So a contender is a competitor for a championship.
Come on.
High or high honor.
Come on.
And he writes here, he said, I gave diligence. He said, I gave careful attention. He said that you would understand that you need to fight. Fight
Come
for
on.
What? Earnestly fight for it. Earnest. Something of value that's given by the owner.
Mm.
Hallelujah. A token given by him.
Yeah.
To bind a contract, to bind a debt. He already paid the price. He paid it with his blood.
Come on.
He said, what is this given to him? Earnestly contend for what? For something that is to come. From a pledge or from a promise. God said, listen. I give you a promise. I give you a pledge. The pledge that you're going to receive eternal life. That's that promise. He said, but earnestly contend for it. I gave you the most earnest. For the faith, and this is speaking of believing in what? In the gospel. The gospel. Now, let me change that faith to the gospel.
All right.
Earnestly contend for the gospel, which was what? Which was once delivered unto the saints. That faith, God's word, that was once delivered unto the saints. The promises of God, that was once delivered unto the saints. And those saints believed unto death. And Evangelist Bernard read it, said they all had a good report, but they didn't receive that promise. Hallelujah. He said, and it had something better for us. Hallelujah. That we would have all this, looking your Bible before you, everything written from Genesis to Revelations, all in between. You can read what the saints did. You can read how they believed. You can read how they erred. And he had the men to write and say, listen, yeah, they erred, but that's a schoolmaster for you. So you don't have to do the same thing. That you'll know to hold God's word true to your heart. That you'll know to stay true to what God tells you to do. And not allow anyone to sway you from what God tells you to do. No longer will you have to walk around in the wilderness. No longer will you have to live under wicked kings and wait until God place in a good king. Hallelujah. But I'm going to give you a King of Kings and a Lord of Lords. No longer will you have to run and try to gather up sacrifices. And if you didn't have any, go to your neighbor and try to get a sacrifice with them. But the sacrifice of your praise, the sacrifice, he said, listen, he said, I want more than any bullock. No longer bullocks and lambs and turtle doves will I accept. That I don't need anymore, because the price has already been paid. Hallelujah. It's been paid by the gift that I give to you, the gift of love that I give to you, that he would lay down his life. Hallelujah. And he didn't stay in the grave, but he got up again. And he didn't lay down his life life without suffering and blood streaming down. Hallelujah. Blood and water coming from his sides. Hallelujah. They preached for many decades that the blood was for his redemption and the water for remission. How does men deny the baptism of Jesus Christ when it says it's for the remission of your sins, the removing of your sins? And we know that anyone without God, without remission, you're not going to stand before God. How do you think you're going to walk into heaven? How do you think you're going to make it into heaven and you have not had your sins washed away? My God, today, I didn't say it. The Bible said it. He said there's no controversy there, honey. It's no controversy that you won't believe. Some won't believe. But then Paul wrote, says, so what if some don't believe? Will it make the word of God of none effect? Oh, he said no. And then he went on to say, he said, and if you don't believe, but you think you're going to heaven, and you continue in your sin, will grace still abound? He said, no, God forbid. No, we've got to make a change, and we've got to come like God tells us to come. Hallelujah. So we've got to fight for this faith. We have to continue to teach the word and teach it as Jesus commanded it. No matter who don't understand it, no matter what opposition comes up, no matter how people try to ridicule you, how they try to say you're less, hallelujah, you don't have those scriptures right. Let me tell you what Dr. So-and-so said, and I went to this theological school, hallelujah, but no man can teach you like Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Paul said, listen, he said, I sit under the best teachers. Hallelujah. He said, I was educated. I spoke 14 different languages. Hallelujah. I knew how to go in, and of the Pharisees, I was the strictest of them. He said, but let me tell you something. I counted all dung. Hallelujah. It means nothing. Hallelujah. When I was knocked down on that road, I thought I was doing right. I thought I was doing right. Hallelujah. But when I was knocked down on that road, he said, look here. He said, and I was blinded after he talked to me. His word went in me. Hallelujah. He said, and my eye was blinded. He said, but when I understood, he said, the scales began to fall from my eyes. Hallelujah. He said, I began to see what God was talking about. He said, and because I understand, he said, listen here. He said, I want to tell you something. He said, you must, in 1 Timothy 6:12, he said, you must fight the good fight of faith. You've got to wrestle. Wrestle with your own mind. Wrestle with your own beliefs. Wrestle with your own thoughts. Wrestle with your traditions. Wrestle with your heritage. Wrestle with what men say. Wrestle with this teaching that has come up. He said, you got to fight it. Hallelujah. He said, but you've got to hold fast. Hold fast, in one scripture it said, to the confidence that was once delivered unto the saints. You've got to hold fast to it, honey. I'm telling you, don't let no man persuade you of anything else. And he goes on to say, he said, because listen, he says, for there are certain men that have crept in unawares. You know, the evangelist Bernard, that's one of my scriptures, isn't it? I'm always talking about how they creep in. He said, and they were before of old ordained to this condemnation. We know that many things were written, and we know even with Jude, he told Judas, he told him, he said, for this reason were you born. Hallelujah. So there's many that were ordained kind of old for this condemnation. And he goes on to describe them. He said they might be calling themselves godly men. We remember that Jesus confronted the Pharisees and the scribes, and he told them, he said, listen, he said, you're blind guys and you're hypocrites. He said, you'll swallow at a gnat and swallow a camel. He said, you make the outside of the sepulcher clean, but the inside is full of dead bones and incest. Hallelujah. He said, what are they doing? They're turning the grace of God. It was nothing that we did to earn this, nothing that mankind did to earn God's grace. For him to come, hallelujah, as we just read, the controversy that he came in the form of sinful flesh, hallelujah, in the form of it. He was not sinful, but he came in the form of it, hallelujah, to pay a price that we were in debt to God for, hallelujah. And they want to turn the grace of our God. Notice he said he's our God because we have received him, our God, into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God, hallelujah, into lies, into treachery. They'll take it and they'll take the truth and pervert it, hallelujah. Lasciviousness is a form of perversion. They're perverting God's word, hallelujah, and crowds and crowds are following, hallelujah. And the Bible warns of it, says the blind lead the blind, you're both going to fall into the ditch, hallelujah. He said, what are they doing? They're denying the only, we're back to that one, the only Lord God. Hallelujah. And he said, and you let me make it plain to you who you are denying. You not only deny me, but you are denying the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This is a day and a time that you know what? You will lose friendships. You will lose a credibility if they don't want to acknowledge you in the church. And it's fine, hallelujah, because it's enough streets out here and it's enough sinners, hallelujah. It's enough homeless. It's enough drug addictions. It's enough pill addictions, hallelujah. There's enough rehabilitation centers. There's enough, hallelujah, hospitals, hallelujah, enough jails, enough prisons, hallelujah, to go and take God's word to. Hallelujah. He didn't say he come. You think you righteous? Well, guess what? He said, you don't need no doctor. He said, but I come to seek those that are lost, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Not only to seek them, but I'll save them, hallelujah. It's many witnesses, I'm sure, all over this country. They can tell you I was addicted to drugs, but he talked to me. Hallelujah, he touched my heart. Now, I can't tell you the day. All I know, I don't know the hour, the moment, but that addiction left me. I was a homemonger. Hallelujah. You know, we harp on crackhead and all that. But, honey, addiction can be with pills. Addiction can be with the television. The addictions are on the internet now. That's all kinds of addictions. Some men addicted with children, hallelujah. Some women addicted with children. Some addicted with animals, hallelujah. Some addicted with men, hallelujah. Men addicted with men. Women addicted with women, hallelujah. And this is addiction. There's all types, not just cigarettes and liquor. Hallelujah. It's all kinds of addictions. Addicted with themselves. Hallelujah. I can't go unless I look a certain way. They even addicted some of them in the church. I can't go unless the church do this and that and the other. But we better lay our addictions down for Jesus Christ. He said, I beseech you, brethren, that you present what? Your bodies. Talking to the church. church. Hallelujah. Because it ain't just the sinner that has addictions. We present our bodies as a living sacrifice. How shall it be? That's why I said we're not Jesus only. We're not apostolic. We are holy. Hallelujah. Holiness. Hallelujah. Without holiness, you can't praise God. So he said, holy and acceptable unto God. And that's just your reasonable service. So I beseech you, brethren, that you diligent, with all diligence, you be careful to hold to that coming salvation, that the salvation and the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. There is no other doctrine that you can read. I don't care how they read this Bible. There's no other doctrine given in this Bible than you go by the way that Jesus Christ said, and that is repentance, baptism in his name. And he went on to say, he said, there is no other name whereby men, all men, all women, all humankind must be saved. But that's Acts 4 and 12. But by the name of Jesus, there is no other name. And if Paul came through it, and if everybody you read your Bible, go in there and study, you'll find out that baptism followed each one of them, each one of them that you read about in this word. And Revelations is only the, it is the ending, and it's telling us of the things that God is going to bring on this world. So earnestly contend. Don't let these men come in. And when they creep in unawares, whoever's over it, let it go. But you don't follow nobody that's not teaching what this word says. It says old. He said of old these men were ordained. They're ungodly. They're turning the grace of our God into perversionness, for people to believe in and love it. The Bible said they have itching ears. They like what they're saying. But guess what they're doing? They're denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I didn't want to take a long time, Evangelist Bernard. God bless you and thank you for the opportunity.
Lord have mercy. Glory to God, I tell you, this woman and priest under the, she done taught this thing to say, I'm going to miss by y'all. Woo, from the thing she said, me and Mother Faith talked about it, this morning, let me tell you people, I can do nothing but say amen for this word today. And guess what? This wasn't pre-planned. That's what I like about God. When God tells you to do something, God will confirm whatever he told you to do. Whatever he spoke to you, God will confirm it. Evangelist Joshua is a witness. I called her about 11 something this morning, but I had talked with her last week. I said, let me know when you have some availability. I said, my people, my listeners need to hear you. You haven't been on in a while. Gone through challenges, having to help with your grandchildren and all that. I know about all of that. So it's not that she haven't been on because it wasn't a desire of her heart. But sometimes our obligation, sometimes our responsibility causes us not to be able to be in certain areas at certain times. But I called Evangelist Joshua to do it. Because I had somebody scheduled. But guess what? They had an emergency. But God always have a ram in the bush. And I didn't have I'll tell you, I just didn't feel like preaching or teaching today. I just didn't feel that day. And it wasn't for me to do it. And so about 11, I want to be exact, Evangelist Joshua. It had to be about 20 minutes after 11, 11:30, when I contacted Evangelist Joshua. I said, are you free today? I need you to speak today. And see if I have to be anywhere. She'll tell you, God, let me tell, I just want y'all to know, this is God. When God got a word to be spoken, hallelujah, he's going to bring it forth. Hey, I wasn't supposed to preach. I wasn't supposed to see. It was for Evangelist Joshua today to bring this word. And she, now you know the emotion. She's been with this broadcast since his inception. One of the first speakers other than myself. She's a teacher, too. She ain't been in no seminary. She know this word. Hey, I know no more. But she's humble. She's simple with it. She don't have that fluff and stuff. She's just going to give you the word raw. Raw. Raw and uncut. That's the way she spoke. That's the way she spoke. Hallelujah. So, Evangelist Joshua, it was God's will for you to bring this word on the day. We're talking about contending for the faith. Hey! Ain't nothing I can do but say amen to this word. And all I can do is say thank you, God, for never leading me wrong. Never lead me astray. Anytime you tell me to call somebody, that, hallelujah, you put them in my spirit. God will not be ashamed. God ain't going to let you make him ashamed. Hey, hallelujah. He'll cancel some of your appointments before you make God a laughing stock. He'll cancel your assignments. Yes, glory to God. I'm so glad to see Mother Spinks with us today. And Mother can attest to it. God will confirm his word. He said, out of the mouth of two or three, every word is established. You didn't establish some things today, Evangelist Joshua. You don't know but to have. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for Mother Spinks is going to be ministering for us on tomorrow. And on Thursday, you all going to hear another first time. Evangelist Joshua is not a first-time speaker. Some of you all that are new to the line have never heard her before, but she is no stranger. She's been with us from the beginning. But we do have one that has never spoken on this broadcast, a minister, and that's none other than Minister Billy Burns. And she is the host of our segment, They Overcame, on Saturday morning. You know the show that I've been announcing, telling you all to call in, 5 a.m. California time, 8 a.m. Eastern time, on Saturday morning with testimonies. They Overcame is the segment that she hosts. And she's been diligently and faithfully hosting that segment since, I think, about November she started last year. And she's been faithful getting up 8 in the morning. It would be 5 in the morning my time. And I haven't been faithful, but I have been on there with her quite a few times. Amen. So she will be ministering for us also on Thursday. And Friday, remember, for both Fridays, I'm going to be busy this week because Bishop Lewis is here on Thursday and Friday and also Sunday. But we're still going to be open. The broadcast is still going on. I don't have to be there with Bishop till late on that night. So we will be here. So tomorrow, Minister Prophetess Mother Patricia Spinks will be ministering from the same topic. And on Thursday, Minister Billy Burns will be here with us. And on Friday, for both Fridays, we're going to have Pastor Edwin Hamilton that always ministers for us on those talks for both Fridays. Amen. So I'm opening up the lines. We still have about 16 callers on the line. I'm going to let Mother Spinks is the very one, first one at the top of the list, and I'm going to bless Mother Spinks to give us a word if she has any comments or remarks she would have to give, she would like to give at this time. And also I'm asking Mother to let them know your hours of your broadcast, Mother Spinks. God bless you.
Oh, well, praise ye the Lord. To God be the glory for that anointing. That's all. That's a mother's anointing. That's a minister's anointing. That's a grandma's anointing. Hallelujah. With a word to confirm to God's people. God's people, we're all saying the same things and minding the same things. Hallelujah. To contend with the faith. Hallelujah. Because without it, we cannot please God. Amen. Without it, saints, hallelujah. So this woman of God just embraced everything that she has spoken over us. Hallelujah. Mm. And the years of experience.
Hallelujah. This is from experience.
Yes.
These are testimonies. This is her life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it tells us to follow those of faithful men of the kingdom of God. This woman has proven in her own her revelations from the Spirit of God and experience. It's nothing to, it's the greatest in the world is to know God and to know that he's a deliverer, that he's a healer. Ah, my God, that he's faithful, who has promised. And she got all these years to tell you he has never forsaken me. He has never forsaken her. Glory to God. That's the faith, that God kind of faith, to know her God. She has faith in God. Hallelujah. And so that's all I need to say, because she done bathed the atmosphere with such an anointing. I'm sitting there smiling and laughing, and to God be the glory. So hallelujah. Stay faithful to the household of faith. Stay faithful to God. And the Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. But he told me also, if I get off, don't you get off. So follow men. Follow men that's following Christ-like lifestyle. Hallelujah. Amen. Follow men and women that's following Christ-like. Hallelujah. Not just talking it, but walking it. Living it. A living epistle. Amen. To God be the glory. I honor you all. Hallelujah. We, you know about Prayer Mountain International Ministries. We just doing our call of God for prayer for 35 years, mobilizing prayer. Welcome you all that want to come and be a part. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To those 6 p.m. California time. I can't say Eastern time is 2 hours ahead or 8. But join us tonight as the art of intercession with the Holy Spirit, where God is telling to reintroduce my spirit to my people. Amen. And so come be a part of that. I'm honored to be a part of her show tomorrow. Speaking on Contend with the Faith. Come join us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because now faith is. Right now. Right now. Thank you, woman of God, for those encouraging words and strength that you just breathed up on us. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Thank you, Evangelist Bernard. We do love you.
Amen. Can you give them your call-in number?
I do apologize. You know, you get so used to the administrator all that kind of stuff. She's my mind now. Amen. But the call-in number for Prayer Mountain International Ministries on those weekday 6 p.m. California time, Pacific time, is 916-233-2999. Access code 89-3030. I like to say 89-3030. Amen. So you can call 6 p.m. Pacific time, and we'll be online there tonight with the Art of Intercession. I honor you, and I thank you, Evangelist, for that time for me to share that. Hallelujah. God bless.
Amen. And Mother is anointed for that, and I do want you all to mark your calendars next week for 2 days. Mother is setting aside 2 days to come and teach on this radio broadcast, and she's going to be teaching on the art, of intercessory prayer. So you don't want to miss this teaching. Hallelujah. If you want to learn the art of interceding for others, you need to tune in next week. That's next Wednesday and Thursday. We will have some flyers out announcing that on Facebook and Twitter and all the, you know, the social media that some of you all frequent. Amen. So we thank God for Mother being with us on today. I know she's a busy, busy woman, and she's doing the work that God has called her to do. So God bless you, Mother. We're going to Prophet is King and then to Evangelist Evans, and then we're going to get to the rest of you all. We still have 40. Some have dropped off, but we still have quite a few callers on the line. God bless you, Prophetess King. This is another woman of God that God is using, and she also has a prayer line, and I'll let her give you her information. Amen. God bless you, Prophetess King.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. Oh, my God, that word. Oh, wow. I needed that. That was food, natural food for my soul on today. I thank God for that word that came forth, contending the faith, because we do have to stay walking by faith, and because the enemy is out here just doing whatever he can to just persuade people to stop. But I truly, truly thank God for the woman that brought forth that word, oh, my God, to each and every person that is on this line.
Ooh.
Wow, I was hungry at first. Now I'm not hungry. Oh, Jesus, I was really hungry, and I wanted natural food, but when I heard her with that word, all I can say is, wow. God give me those wow moments when it just, his word just hit.
Yes.
It hit your spirit, and it just, you don't know what to say, but just, wow, God, you just so awesome. But, my God, I thank God for that word. I thank God for the woman that preached the word. Oh, my God, come back for more. There's more in your belly that God is going to pour out.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
hallelujah.
She got much more that's coming out of her belly. I'm looking forward to hearing it. Oh, my God, my God, my God.
Well, you all pray that the Lord free her up and give her some more quality time where she don't have to be tied down with these grandbabies, and she can be on here teaching and preaching the word of God, because truly she is anointed, and God has, she has a calling on her life. She's been teaching her many years. Amen.
Yes.
So, Prophetess King,
yes.
Can you give them your information? Prophetess King also has a prayer line. Can you give the listeners your information?
We're on at midnight. Oh, my God. We're on at midnight. We're going from our days varies. I ain't going to tell you because I'll post it on Facebook in just in such a minute. But I can give you the number. We come on at midnight at 11:30, and we go until 3 o'clock in the morning sometimes. We've been on latest as 4 o'clock in the morning.
We'll be in another zone by that time.
Yeah, we be in another zone. It's just God just moves on the midnight hour. And we had Mother's Faith on one night. Wow, oh, my God, Jesus Christ, wow.
I said,
to whoever have not even heard her yet, oh, my God, you in for a treat. But I said we're on at midnight at 11:30 Eastern time. I don't know what it is. Pacific
That's
time or Central time.
California time.
Yeah.
8:30 California time, and that's 10:30 Central time. Can you give them your number and your access code?
Yes, I'm going.
Okay,
the number is 218-862-3915. The passcode is 598-761. Come and enjoy what God has to say and what God is moving. Apostle Johnson is also on there with me. He's my co-laborer in the gospel. I thank God for him just as well because, wow, it's just been a move of God.
Amen, amen. Well, you all, if you need that information, you all can also call me or text me, and I have the information, and I can give that to you. Thank God for you being with us today, Prophetess King. We're going
Thank
to Bandit 7 and then to Minister Mim, and then we're going to Sister Card. If you all can come in. Well, wait one second. I have two numbers that I'm not familiar with. I like to acknowledge our numbers, our callers that we're really not familiar with first. So we have area code 650, and the last four of your numbers, 8633. Can you greet us, caller? 650. Area code 8633, your line is open if you'd like to greet us. If not, God bless you. Amen. We have another caller, area code 916, and the last four of your number is 9064. Can you greet us?
Can you help me out of my church nothing?
Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Praise the Lord. Who am I speaking with?
Maxine McCullough.
Who is it?
Sister McCullough.
Sister Nicole?
No, Sister McCullough.
Sister McCullough?
Yes.
Amen, amen. Is this your first time on?
Yes, it is.
Amen. Who invited you on the line?
Mother Carter and Sister Evans.
Mother Carter and Sister Evans. Well, God bless you, Sister McCullough. We're so glad to have you here with us for the first time. Would you like to have any words on that wonderful message?
No, ma'am.
All right, well, God bless you. Don't let this be your last time, okay?
Okay.
Amen. God bless you. All right, we got Evangelist Evans and then Sister Ma'am, Minister Ma'am, and then Sister Carter. God bless you all.
Praise the Lord. Praise God, for he is worthy to be praised. Giving honor to Jesus Christ, who is the head of our lives, to the true and the living God. I just want to thank and praise God. I've got to keep saying this day after day after day. For his goodness, for his loving kindness, and for his mercy and his patience each and every day that he has blessed us and kept us. I want to thank and praise God for the word, because truly the word has gone forth. I thank and I praise God for the courage that he gave the sister to teach that word about the name of Jesus. Because so many times people really don't understand, you know, the baptism in Jesus' name, and they're sincere about, you know, loving God and doing the work for the Lord, but they don't understand the baptism in Jesus' name because of Matthew saying, go to every nation, baptizing in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And sometimes people don't quite understand it. They're just doing what the Word said do, but they don't know who's the Father, who's the Son, and who's the Holy Ghost. But, you know, I think and I praise God because we're supposed to share with them. We're supposed to sit down and teach them what Jesus was really talking about. So I think and I praise God, you know, for the message that went forth today. Hopefully, through the love and by the grace of God, some of God's people will take a hold of that, they'll take heed to it, and they will be obedient to it. Then I also want to say God wants us to contend. I've heard a lot of teaching, I've heard a lot of preaching, but right now I'm not hearing too much of people saying, you got to contend for that name. You got to hold fast to that name. Because that name is above every name. Heaven and earth don't pass away, but the word of God, the name of Jesus will stand forever. And see, the devil is very deceitful. If he can come in and take that name away from us, if he can get us to shut up and stop talking about Jesus' name, if he can shut our mouth and say, no, don't talk about the name, don't talk about the name. But you know, Satan is a liar. We need to lift that name up more and more and more and more. And we need to let the devil know. See, Satan knows there's power in the name of Jesus, okay? So if he's, I'm going to shut you up. Because when you call on the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, there is no other name under heaven whereby man must be saved. And we've got to just, I mean, we've just, okay, if you're a fanatic, spiritual fanatic, keep on praising that name. Keep on lifting up that name. Those that have the churches, the apostolic churches, and professing to be holy, keep lifting the name of Jesus. Don't stop. Don't stop. And share Jesus' name with the people that does not understand Jesus' name. Because we're not the only one. God has other people. Because God loves all creation. But they're just blind to the knowledge. They're lacking the knowledge of who Jesus really is. Jesus is the Father. Jesus is the Son. Jesus is the Holy Ghost. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are titles.
Yeah.
One thing about a man is a father. He has a son. He's his mother's son. He has, because you know, we are spiritual beings, so we have a spirit too. But what is our name? Our mother named us. She gave us a name. And God gave Jesus a name above every name. I feel it so strong. God's saints of God that has the name, that has been baptized in Jesus' name, we're going to have to lift that name up. We're going to have to keep that name as a banner. Because the power in Jesus' name can bind and rebuke and tear down every stronghold.
And when Satan hit it, oh, they're calling on Jesus. They're calling on Jesus. I've got to stop them. I've got to stop them. But see, that's what Jude was talking about. We have to contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints, because evil men have crept into the church of God. Evil men have crept into the apostolic churches of God. Evil men has come in and preached their sermon and left the church, leaving what they believe. But we have to be careful how we let people in our churches.
Amen.
We have to be careful what we allow them to say to the people, to the saints of God also.
Amen.
So we have to just keep lifting their name, keep lifting their name. Evangelist Bernard, keep lifting the name of Jesus. And God is going to and will bless his people in abundance, because that name destroy and break every yoke.
Amen.
The power is in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So God bless you. I thank you for this opportunity to say what the Lord wanted me to say. Keep the name lifted up. Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. So we have to keep his name lifted up. He's no longer on the cross. He already did the death, burial, and resurrection, but his name is still standing.
Amen.
And we got to keep that name lifted up.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. We're going to Minister Mims and then to Sister Carter. We still have about 6 or 7 more people to get to, so we have a little time left. So remember your brothers and your sisters. God bless you, Minister Mims.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God. I give honor to you. I give honor to the woman of the hour. I give honor to Prophetess King, to everyone in their respectful places. I am just excited about the word. I thank God for the word and the way that the woman of God delivered the word. I thank God that he gave it to her the way that he did. And I just thank God, because we have to be mindful. We have to watch as well as pray. We have to be mindful, keep our eyes open and keep our eyes towards God so that he can continue to reveal those things to us. But I thank God for the word. I thank God for the encouragement. I thank God for the move on today. I praise him for the line and everyone on, and I ask everyone just to continue to pray each other strength in the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We have a few more callers to get to. I see Sister Donna. Don't hang up, Sister Donna. I'm going to Sister Carter, then Sister Kim, then we're coming back to Sister Donna, then I have 2 more callers, and we'll be complete, and we'll go back to our speaker for the hour. I tell you, let me just say this. Those of you that are tuning in late, you need to go into the archive and listen to this message again. And these messages are here. If you come in late and you've never heard of, that's why we have an archive. It's not a one-time message, and then it's deleted. These messages are forever on Blog Talk Radio, and you can go to the particular date that you're looking for, and we'll have the speaker, and that's why I'm very careful. Every day, we have a special speaker on this slide. We have the information. We have their name on there, and I have a name. So if you ever spoke on this line and you want to direct somebody to listen to that message again, all you have to do is give me a call. I already had it logged, and you can go right into the archives and pull up these wonderful messages. God is a block of records. It's a tool that God is using to reach souls. We're not on this line to preach and teach to one another. We're on here to preach and teach to those that are lost, those that are home, don't need a physician. But those that are sick, those are the people we're trying to reach. So you're not on here competing. Who's the best preacher? Who's the best preacher? God has anointed all of his vessels. And when God is getting ready to use you, guess what? You can preach like Noel Jones, or Bishop T.J., but just make sure that you're doing it as unto the Lord. Not to impress, not to compete, and not to really be envious of others. We're here to promote. We're here to get the word out that Jesus saved. That's all our assignment is in this hour, is to preach and teach the word of God. Amen? Amen. Amen. So we're going to Sister Carter, then to Sister Kim, then to Sister Dot. Then I see two more other callers. God bless y'all. Thank you, Sister Carter. Thank you, Corinne. Thank you so many people on the line. Sister Carter don't have a lot to say, but I tell you, she listens. And she goes back, she's not able to be on the line. She goes back on the internet, and she listens to these messages. And not only does she do that, she invites others to come on this line. Evangelist Evans is on the line because Sister Carter sends an invitation to her. Sister McCullough on the line, she sends an invitation to her. So she's watching. And we're not talking about young women and young men. We all are seasoned. I call her
amen, amen.
Seasoned and brothers in Christ. So, you know, we're not in our 20s and our 30s. We're in our 50s and 60s, and some of us are even in our 70s. But God,
amen, amen.
Amen. So, Sister Carter, God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and my heart is so joyful today. My goodness, whoa. This mother that preached the word, I mean the word, the unadulterated word of God, the way it should be and the way it has to be and the way it is, hallelujah. They just send me, they give me some joy in my soul, hallelujah, for the truth that goes forth, the truth that everybody, no one can tell them they know the truth, hallelujah. That is beautiful, and Sister Evans, my God. And it's put them together have set it on. They have set it on, and they really did a wonderful work for Jesus. And God, Jesus, He is it. He is the Lord, He is the Savior, and He is the one that will get us out of here. He is the name, that's the only name that we know. Hallelujah. That's the only name. And that's why we worship Him and thank Him for this day. That He has left His saints, His people, bring forth the word of God that everybody can hear. And I thank the Lord. I thank you, Sister Evangelist, right now I'm in the park walking my dog, and he's pulling me every which way. So I'm just going to hang up and let you listen to the others. God bless you. The day and the beauty, this mother and daughter.
Amen. God bless you. We're going to another area code 209. I see Sister Aisha, but maybe this is her friend. I don't know. Area code 209, the last four of your numbers, 3541. Can you greet us?
Yes, I certainly can. God bless each and every one of you. In the name of Jesus, this is Pastor Adam. Amen.
Oh, my goodness.
Amen, woman of God.
You snuck up on me today because I didn't even recognize your number.
Well, amen.
I would have called on you earlier if I'd have known that was you.
Well, that's quite all right. I tell you, sometimes it's just good to be ministered to. Amen, and to sneak in and to hear what is going on, and that way that you can digest. And Evangelist Pat Joshua, amen, did a magnificent job, amen, in her teaching, and amen, and the simplicity of the word, and that's what I thought about as she was going forth. Amen. As she broke certain words down, contending for the faith, that when you see how Paul, the learned of the learned, amen, was sent to the people, amen, to the Gentiles and what have you, and the simplicity of the word, and how the simplest of them all, you see how Peter and some of the other who were unlearned went to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, that they broke that word down just simple. You know, the Pharisees and the other religious leaders, they made everything so hard that so that to keep the people going to them, amen, and, you know, they got swole heads and everything. So it is just wonderful to see how folk who love the Lord will just break this message down. Yes, you can exegete the text and, you know, and homiletics and all of that. And I don't come against all of that, but just make it plain and simple where the people can hear the word and be captivated by the word, amen, and not by your intellect, amen. Just plain and simple. The blood cleanses us, amen, plain and simple, amen. We are washed. You know, that the blood redeems us and what have you. And just break it down, just plain and simple. God bless each and every one of you, all you women of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we just thank Sister Bernard, amen, for being a dear friend, amen, and for coming to my rescue every time I need her. Amen. I want to publicly thank you on your broadcast as well as I do it on mine, amen, that she's always there when I need her, and even with the time difference, amen, sometimes I wake her up in her sleep, and she say, Pastor Adam, I'll do that for you, amen, that when I can't carry on, amen, and so I just thank this woman of God for everything that she is doing. Amen.
Well, Pastor Adams, I just want our listeners and the audience to know that this man of God has been a blessing also in my life. And I didn't detect that number. It looked familiar, but I wasn't certain. And had I known, I would have brought him on a little bit earlier. But just as Pastor Ashton Adams, and I want you all to know that this is how I found out about Blog Talk Radio, because Pastor Adams has been going strong with Blog Talk Radio, I think, for over 3 years now, and I want him to give you all his information. He comes on Monday through Sunday. He's on 7 days a week, and he has been faithful to what God has given him to do, and this is how I learned about Blog Talk Radio, and then I began to teach and look and do some research, and that's how I got involved in doing this radio broadcast. So this is my father of Blog Talk Radio, and that's none other than, and can't nobody do it like Pastor Adams, but so I want all of you all to listen, and he's going to give you the call-in number. He's on Monday through Saturday at 6 a.m. California time. That's Pacific Standard Time. And that's 8 a.m. Central Time. And that's 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, Mother Richards come on this broadcast and minister to us sometimes. And also Minister Gates. That's how we met Minister Elder Gates. Through the circle of love, that's right. But that's where they all flow from, the circle of love. So Elder Gates, I met him on Circle of Love, and Mother Richards, I met Mother Richards on Circle of Love, and she has a segment that she hosts on Monday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, at 9 p.m. Central Time, and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and then he's on Sunday evening. He has a broadcast, so we're going to let him give you the call-in number for that show, and I want all of our listeners that support me to make a sacrifice, those that live in California and those that's in the Carolinas, make a sacrifice and go on the line and show this awesome man of God some love. You show him love when we can be a support to one another. That's what it's about, connecting. It's about being a help to one another. And Pastor Adams, I haven't been on because I've been in transition, and I'll just talk to you in private about a little bit of that. that he knows that he can call on me at any time. I'm the man, sweet. He saw that I had just went to sleep 30 minutes. But I got on up and pulled up that switchboard. And that's what friends are about. Friends are not just when you need something, but friends are there to be a support to one another, whether you're in need or not, whether you're sad, whether you're happy, whether you're up and you're down. That's what the Bible says, my beloved, love not only in words, but we got to love in deed. Amen? So, Pastor Adams, if you can give them that information, we appreciate it.
And I'm amen. Amen. Our Circle of Love broadcasting hours is 6 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern time. And as she said, we do seven broadcasts. We do 7 days, 9 different broadcasts. Because Mother Richard has a broadcast on Monday morning, Monday night as well. Grandma's Touch. Amen, and that's a wonderful program on the evening times, talking about family values and things that you don't normally hear in church. Amen, and so on Saturdays, I do a segment called "There Is a Spoken Word," and then Saturday evenings we have Teen Talk. Amen, Teen Talk shout out. And that's at 5 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock. And then on Sundays, we alternate Flames of Fire, which is a woman's ministry. Amen. And then the next Sunday, we do Brother to Brother Straight Talk, and we talk about men issues. Amen. Are there any more good men? Amen. Out there. And, you know, you hear so many women say, ain't no more good men. They're all married to white women. Are they on drugs? Are they with punks? Are they? And so we dissect that. Amen. And so a very insightful and it get kind of heated sometimes, but we just thank the Lord for it. I just love it. Amen. My telephone number is 646-478-0116. And once again, it's 646-478-0116. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen, amen. You have made my day. You put a smile on my face, Pastor Adam. So we just thank God for you. You really snuck up on me. And he's been on this line since we opened up. And I kept looking at that number. I said, who is this girl now? I thought it was one of Saeed's friends, but you really snuck up on me today, Pastor Adam. Amen. So we just so thankful for him. Amen. We're going to Sister Aisha, and I think this is my Sister Dawn, and I think that's our last two callers we have to acknowledge. No, and then I got Sister Corinthian and then Apostle Johnson. I'm saying in the best for last. So God bless you, Sister Kim, and then Sister Aisha.
God bless you, Benoit, and to the great speakers today. I just thank God for the word in the midst, and I just pray that y'all will pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Sister Kim is always at work, but she I don't know how she do it, but she tuned in, so God bless you. Just faithful, great support. God bless you. Sister Aisha, she's the youngest one. She needs to get on with your team talk, Pastor Adam.
Well, amen. Come on. Amen. Come on.
Sister Aisha? All right, she might be tied up doing something. Let me go to my sister Dawn. I think this is her. Area code 214. Dawn?
That's Dallas.
Area code 214. That's my sister area code. I think that's her job's number. But she might. Dawn? Okay, maybe she can't say anything. So what I'm going to do is go to Sister Corinthian. I just bless the Lord for this daughter. I just love her and her family. They spoil me. I said, y'all spoiling me. Amen. So we just love her, and I'm at her home hosting my show on today. So we thank God for Sister Corinthian. We did see some other callers on the line. We saw Sister Casey, saw Evangelist Sharon Phillips on the line, and Sister Donna Shaw. We did see them on the line, but they have dropped off. So we're going to let Sister Corinthian have a word.
You were going to ask
me, first, giving honor to God, to whom all honor is due. I so greatly appreciate God today for the word. I thank and appreciate God for giving Sister Ace and such a willing and obedient spirit. I also want to thank and appreciate God for giving Sister Evangelist Joshua a willing and obedient spirit. I thank and appreciate God for how I know that that word was ordained by God. It was the will of God for her to come on the broadcast to teach us. Before she even came on and spoke, we were already in conversation about the different things that she had already spoken. And so I appreciate God said, and I also want to let her know, Evangelist Joshua said, that God got a blessing with your name on it. God is going to bless you above and beyond what you could even dare think or ask. God is going to bless you. God got a miracle just for you. You've been praying, you've been speaking to God about some things. And God said he's going to do it. God's going to bless you according to your obedience. For what you did today, for the word that you spoke today, for how you allow God to use you to feed the people, God is going to bless you. And that blessing is coming. And not many days henceforth, but that blessing is going to come. God is going to bless you above and beyond what you could even think or ask. And I bless you today in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. I just praise the Lord. The thing is, just the match for a minute. I had the press continue the show. But anyway, I just wanted to say, Pastor Adams, you know, I try not to get in the habit of saying, the Lord said this, the Lord said that. Because, you know, when you tell people God said something, Prophet is King, Apostle Johnson, then you know, people want to question you. Oh, the Lord is always talking to her. The Lord is always speaking to her. No, that's not the case. But when I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's God, I move on it. Amen. And I moved on that because I wasn't prepared to go forward today. And I said, Lord, I need somebody, or we just going to have to have prayer today. And the Lord told me to call Evangelist Joshua because she was supposed to be prepared to speak anyway. But she never got back to me. So the Lord said, call her right now. And I did that, and she did this with me for the moment at 11-something this morning. But God already had a word, and like Prophetess King have already said to Evangelist Joshua, there's so much more in your belly, Evangelist Joshua. And God is going to give you the space in the window. Hallelujah. Pour out. So empty everything that's in you. God wanted empty because he wanted empty for his glory because somebody needs to hear that word that you have in your belly. Hallelujah. Somebody's going to be saved because of the word that you have in your belly. Amen. Amen. I tell you, so I forgot. Let me go to Apostle Johnson. Then I'm going to go back to Evangelist Johnson. I said you last, Apostle Johnson. I like to do that to say the leaders really to last. And somehow I open up that to become. Amen. To wrap it all up. Amen. So God bless you. We thank God for this plan of God also. Have you had an opportunity to go to the circle of love yet, Apostle Johnson?
Yes, yes. I had a chance to enjoy the word on today. I greet you with the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is head of my life. Truly, I thank God for such a tremendous word because it went along with what God was teaching last night. And the word last night, we told people it's time to come out of hiding. It's time to come out and be who you are in this season and recognize who you are and what the Spirit of God says you are and follow in that. And so I honor God for the direction that God was given. Then I also honor the fact of where you were saying there's a lot of people out here that are operating. We were talking about that last night, too. There's a lot of people that are operating, and they're operating and they're out of position. They haven't properly been equipped for the position that they're operating in. And, you know, so I just honor God today for every word that was spoken. I honor God for hearing the voices that I heard on the line today. Everyone's soul seems like it's uplifted, that their spirit has been sealed. And I just honor God for everything that he's going to continue to do in your life. I just see that there's so much greatness that's trapped inside of you that God is going to continue to pull out of you. There's so much wisdom inside of you, and I honor God for that. Because whenever I'm sitting somewhere and being taught, I want to hear the word of God being taught. I want the scripture to come alive unto me. And today you made that very clear, woman of God. So I do honor God for you. I honor God for Pastor Anderson and for Prophetess King, Minister Mims, and everyone in their respective place on today. Certainly, God is doing great and mighty things, and we're excited about it. And, you know, in the kingdom of God, we've got to continue to support and uplift each other and be empowered by one another. And certainly that was a word today to empower. So I love you. God bless you all, and God bless you, Evangelist Bernard, for this time and for what God is doing in your ministry. It's such a tremendous thing when you listen to God and when you follow him. He just continues to bless your ministry. And he's going to continue to pour out on you even the more because of your faithfulness.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you. We certainly thank God for Pastor Johnson. He's always available. And I always say, I know it's the Lord that does it because he is very supportive of all of the ministries. Anybody that he can come on and be a support for. I was asking him, had you had an opportunity to minister with Pastor Adams broadcast?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I gave Pastor Adams your number, so, you know, you all just probably haven't made the connection. Amen.
Amen. So, and I will be calling you, Sister Adrian, for that number.
Okay.
Again, now that I'm
okay.
Settled in Oklahoma City, we made a transition and moved our ministry to Oklahoma City, so I will be giving you a call.
Okay. All right. Well, God bless you. We certainly thank God for him. And let me tell you, there's nothing wrong with sharing information, huh? Folks, those out in the world do it every day. That's how they're successful, because they're networked. They support one another. That's what makes them successful. So we should be willing to share. We should be willing to share. That's what Jesus did. He shared the gospel. Amen. So we're going back to our speaker, Evangelist Johnson. You just stirred everybody up on this line today. Woo! Glory to God. You had a word in your belly today. The Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. I tell you, I guess my soul is just rejoicing. I am so happy to hear from Pastor Adams, and praise God for each one of you. I don't want to call names because I'll forget somebody. But I tell you, you're talking about lifting one another up. Amen. That's what the Holy Ghost does. I tell you, it's such beautiful compliments. But to you know, the word, but I say that the word, amen, it speaks for itself. If it spoke and it's spoken right or it's read, you read it, you can read the word. I do. I read here in my house, and I tell you, my soul is like I could be sitting in a big meeting, and I'll just hear the Holy Ghost speaking that word to me, expounding it. So I thank you so much for your compliments, but we thank God, all of us, we can be in agreement. We thank God for his word. That's what we thank
Amen.
Him for. And I love Pastor Adams. I love you. I miss you. I tell you, me and him, we would talk about that word. I enjoy talking about it. Amen. And I just love you and miss you. I hope you get my number. Call me. I tell you, I've been praying for you, and I continue to pray for you. Evangelist Bernard, have a special love for you because God sent her in as special ops. She brought me out of a situation. So I'll never forget
her. About 2 weeks ago, you were on the line, and I played that tape for 3 minutes when you talked about special ops.
Oh, my. I missed it.
Yeah,
amen.
You were on the line, but I played that. So this was the lady talking about special ops. You all remember when I first played that clip, Apostle Johnson? Apostle Johnson.
Yes,
ma'am. Do you remember when I played that clip where they had this this evangelist talk about special ops?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Also, this was the lady you all heard speak today. That was her responding about special ops. Evangelist Johnson.
Yes.
Amen. So I just thank each one of you for your compliments. But we just praise God. We stand in agreement that we praise God for his word. We praise him for the redemptive work that he has done, hallelujah, on our behalf. We praise him for the transforming work that he's doing in our lives right now. Hallelujah. We stand in agreement on that, hallelujah, that we praise God for it, hallelujah. Hallelujah, there's none like him. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. I thank you for the opportunity. I thank God for the opportunity, and I continue to pray for you in Jesus' name.
California. So those of you that live in this area, you can go and support that meeting. It's called a Pre-Pentecost Revival. Amen. It's at 605 Hamilton Street in Menlo Park, California. And the pastor there is Bishop Keeman Boxer. So that is Thursday, Friday at 7 o'clock p.m. and also Sunday morning and Sunday night. Bishop Lewis will be ministering with them. Amen. And remember, next week, Wednesday and Thursday, Minister Patricia Faith will be teaching on the art of intercessory prayer for 2 days. That's next week. Amen. So you'll be able to see a flyer and a poster of that. So God bless you, Andrew Johnson. We're going to let you just take you to the word of prayer.
Father God in heaven, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. Hallelujah. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for the word that you sent from on high. Hallelujah. How you inspired men to feed into our bosom. Lord, we thank you for each one that's on this radio station today, Lord. We ask that you bless, sanctify, hallelujah, contend to transform our lives, hallelujah. Bring us into that perfectness, that uprightness, and that holiness that you require, hallelujah. Oh, God, we love you. Let us ever stand on the truth. Let us proclaim and declare your name to men everywhere. Let us proclaim and declare your gospel, Lord. Oh, God, and bless and every unspoken request that's going on in your people's minds and hearts, Lord, their desires, their concerns, Lord. Hallelujah. We know that thou art the answer, Father. We just turn it over into your hands. Remember your people special, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Remember them everywhere. In Jesus' name, we ask this in all blessings. Amen.
Thank you. We're going to close out with our trust in the Lord. My Donnie McClurkin, God bless you. Good. Sister Kim, Sister McCullough, Sister Aisha, you need-